Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
How important is a Monday morning coffee to you? Imagine a world where you can't have one. You can't get to the end of a weekend, start your working week, and have a coffee to at least try and get you going. It's a miserable thought, I'm sure you'll agree. This was nearly reality for me. Last night, I was descaling the coffee machine. I know how to live. Sunday nights, eh? Descaling the coffee machine last night and it blew a fuse and tripped the kitchen. Brilliant. So I went into the understairs, flipped the old trip switch, everything back on, turned the coffee machine back on, tripped the kitchen a second time. Now, because I'm clever, I'm thinking, right, okay, that's that fuse gone in that plug. And then I realised, if I don't do something about this right now, there is no coffee tomorrow morning. That's not a way to start the week. So I went out to the supermarket, I walked to the high street, I found the fuse, I came back, I replaced the plug. I think you'll agree, crisis averted. Low-level crisis, yes, but low-level crisis averted. Heroism is heroism. Doesn't matter what level it is. So if you have started your week by averting some kind of low-level crisis and you too have been a hero, tell me what you've done. Andy in West London says, Richie, I avoided disaster by not going to work today. Okay, after a fantastic Guinness-fueled weekend in Belfast, watching the mighty Stiff Little Fingers, undertone supporting, it was fantastic. In fairness to you, Andy, it does. It sounds like it could have been a nightmare at work today, so good decision, well done. Chloe texts, low-level crisis averted. We were on holiday for the last week in Cornwall and drove home yesterday evening to Stafford. My husband had assumed the kids' tablets and switches had been charged for the journey. I didn't assume, and I put them on charge on Saturday night when the kids went to bed. Can you imagine 250 miles in the car without devices on a Sunday? That definitely would have been a crisis, right? Chloe, that is a low-level crisis averted. It might not even be low-level. Share yours, please. Nate says, neighbours have gone on holiday. I have put their bin out for collection. That is heroism right there, Nate. And AJ says, I put on and then emptied the dishwasher this morning so everyone had clean plates and cutlery. Any text that is signed off, anon, always piques my interest. Richie, my wife was away over the weekend and I remembered to water her hanging baskets. I personally don't even class this as a low-level crisis. However, trust me, it would have been to her. I think we get the idea. This is grim. Tim says, I took a spare toilet roll to the cricket club on Saturday lunchtime and it's a good job I did. Low-level crisis averted. Well done, well done, Tim. That is grim. And finally, Richie, I took my husband's EV to Lakeside shopping yesterday while he'd gone into London for the afternoon with his mates. I came back, it was on 12% charge, and I remembered to plug it in. He's working away today. That truly is heroic.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Football returned, the Premier League returned over the weekend. Rock and roll football returned with Matt Ford on Absolute Radio Saturday afternoons at the moment from the Edinburgh Festival where he has been. So many dramatic stories from that over the weekend. But that is not the contest that I have been obsessed with. I've been fascinated over the weekend by the World Humanoid Games that have been taking place in Beijing. Over 2,000 robots taking part in over 600 different teams. It's been incredible. One robot has beaten Usain Bolt's 100 metres record. Now, before you find this too impressive, that robot then continued running through the 100 metres finish line, straight into a crash mat at the end of the course, collapsed backwards and snapped in half, with sparks flying out from its waist. I don't remember seeing that happen to Usain Bolt. So not so impressive. I've seen robots doing obstacle courses that have been trying to climb over big blocks and then falling off, face planting. I've seen robots playing football that are then running into each other and tripping over. Actually, that might have been the Manchester United defence versus Hull. I'm getting a bit confused with all the videos I've been watching over the weekend. But no, I swear I did see a robots playing football. They were terrible. Here's the thing, right? We get told the robots are going to take our jobs, but from the videos that I have seen from the World Humanoid Robot Games over the weekend, they honestly haven't got a chance. Do you think, from what you've seen, you might have seen these videos as well, that you do a job that feels very safe from calamitous robots? AI Bush and Richie? I don't think so. Bushbot and Richie the droid? It's not happening, is it? What is it that you do that you can see robots going nowhere near whatsoever, particularly if you've seen these videos? Let me know. John says, Richie, from what you have just described of these robots in China, I think my job as a funeral director is safe for now. It doesn't even bear thinking about when you see what these things have been doing, running around tracks, getting anywhere near the solemnity of a funeral doesn't bear thinking about. Joe says no robot is going to take care of the delicate medical procedure that I do every day. I'm wincing even thinking about it, Joe, but yes, I think you're right. And Ben says, I'm feeling pretty safe in removals. Are you really trusting those robots with your life possessions that you've carefully boxed up to move? Love this text. I'm a freight train driver. I can't imagine that I'm going to be taken over by robots anytime soon, as our company won't even retrofit aircon to our cabs. So I don't think they're investing in robot technology anytime soon.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
I'm hoping tomorrow is going to be a big day. Let me explain why. I've been waiting 2 weeks for replacement glasses after the dog ate my last pair. Now, if the opticians are true to their word, the 2 weeks to get the varifocals done that I need is up tomorrow. I should have replacement glasses. It can't come a day too soon. I'm fed up of watching television in the evening with prescription sunglasses on. It's not a cool look, even in your own lounge. Simple question, what are you waiting on? I've been waiting 2 weeks to be able to see again, basically. 8, 12, 15 could be an online order. Could be something that your other half has said they would do. Behave. Craig says, I'm waiting for Blood of the Dawnwalker and Control Resonant. Now, I like to think I have my finger on the pulse. Wasn't entirely certain. I've looked it up. Blood of the Dawnwalker and Control Resonant are both high-profile action role-playing games scheduled for release next month. You'd get on well with Bush. I think he'd be into both of those. Terry in Fareham, waiting for Richard Ashcroft at Victorious on Friday. Exciting! Richard Ashcroft, you say? I trust Terry that you've listened to a celebration of a Britpop legend in the Rayo app right now. Absolute Radio saluting Britpop icon Richard Ashcroft. It's in the app. Have a listen. Sally in Weybridge says, my husband took my hot tub pump apart using YouTube. He's bought the parts to fix it and says he will watch it in reverse to put it all back together again. That was 2 years and 1 month ago. Sally's waiting. Ian in West Sussex, I'm waiting to win Make Me a Winner. Now I've said that, I feel like I've scuppered my chances. Ian, come on, you know what you got to do. Nicole in Kent, I'm waiting for Mr. Right. Nicole, it's going to happen. Michelle says, I'm waiting to be able to drive again after having my appendix out. Can't come quick enough. Being confined to the house is no fun. Rest up, Michelle, don't rush it. And then finally, there's a lot of us that feel like this. What are you waiting for? School to start again, says Charlotte. What are you waiting on? Hopefully it's something exciting. Like Kurt and Meghan, who say we are waiting for our wedding, which is on the 12th of September. It's going to go quickly, Kurt and Meghan. Are you ready? For every person that's waiting for something exciting, there are other things. Justin's waiting for a transfer box for a Land Cruiser. Now, I suppose that depends whether he's getting rid of a Land Cruiser or there's a new one coming. And then there's this. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for a new charging cable for my Hoover. I hope it comes quickly for you.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.